This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
Before we get started with the show today, I'd like to thank one of our new sponsors, the OTCExchange.com. It's the first aggregated news service site. It provides you with all the info you need to make informed decisions on penny stocks. That's the OTCExchange.com. On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back in April. I'm talking about no other than St. George's Echo Mining Group, or Corp, if you will. They trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol SXOOF. And if you're up there in Canada, they trade on the CSE under the ticker symbol SX. With us today is the Chief Operating Officer and Director of the company, Mr. Frank Dumas. Frank, welcome back to the show.
Hello. Well, thank you for having me again.
You know, Biden put out a press release, if you will, about 3 or 4 days ago saying that he's going to make a huge push on electric vehicle plans of recycling batteries. And that brings me to my first question, if you will. When you were on the show in April, we spoke about battery recycling and St. George's subsidiary EVSX. Where are we at? Bring our listeners up to speed. And where do we go from here?
Well, one of the questions you asked over the hill was the timeline regarding the upgrade thing in the U.S. So we're currently just trading on the inks.
Right.
And most brokers cannot access that. We cleared FINRA review at the end of last week. And it looks like now we're just in the last stretch to be able to get us on the OTCQX, which might require that we finalize our financial statements, which we expect to have done before the end of this month. So between now and the next time we speak, I'm under the impression we'll be listed on the OTCQX, and that provide better price discovery for American investors and also probably better price traded, in the sense that the gap or the range of price should be better for the investors. So we have a lot of things going on. A lot of things are coming into the funnel right now. We had so many things going on that we're all going to come to a certain conclusion over the next few weeks. There is the feasibility study that we expect to have a preliminary this month, and this is not only bring some interesting results, but it's a little bit in advance from the timeline that we had expected to deliver, on which we were expecting to deliver. We have the exploration that's going pretty well. We have 3 large campaigns plus 1 small campaign of drilling that are coming. And we have a large exploration campaign. We had to build camps on the Quebec North Shore, in the wilderness, and it's not simple right now with COVID because there are special rules on how we're supposed to lodge our workers. But we've run and we encounter some interesting proposals from, for example, from a logging company that has provided us with a camp, which is a small village. They can house 600 people there, and this camp was not used by them for a few years. And they have some problems to find workers to upgrade the camp, to put it under to the norms so that they can start logging in that area. And it's right smack in the area where we're actually exploring for drilling. So we are doing an exchange of service with them. We're upgrading their camp, but at the same time, they lend us that camp for free. So we're saving on cost in the magnitude of $200,000, and also we're saving a lot of time. So I'll be there this week. I'm leaving tomorrow, driving 9 hours, and then I'm gonna use the helicopter to with some of the workers on the rotation to go on Julie.
Just briefly, Just briefly, can you give us a little bit of an update on the EVSX subsidiary and how that's coming along?
Yeah, so EVSX on the battery recycling, sorry that I kind of diverted.
No, that's okay. That's okay.
Because there's so many things. Like I said, I'm seeing these things coming as we speak. So on the EVSX subsidiary, the battery recycling subsidiary, we are still conducting tests on the metallurgy. We're improving the process still. And people should expect results to come out this month and some significant news there. One of the main aggregators of recycled battery or that collects battery for different government, different state governments, about 70% of the governmental efforts in Canada is funneled through this company, through this entity, has provided us with 20 tons of battery feedstock that
nice.
We just received. I think it's being loaded today. It was expected for delivery today. And so this can accelerate our, and it's an array of different type of batteries, different chemical recipe for simple, to simplify. And this is going to allow us to accelerate the testing of, and to help us to fine tune the plan for the factory or for the chemical plan that we're putting in place. So we start phase one. We're advancing fast. So we're expecting a preliminary feasibility for our factory, our chemical plant at the end of this month. And we're expecting the feasibility study to be ready sometime in the third quarter, which would give us like somewhere in the middle of August. That will give us a go-no-go, you know, the information to have a go-no-go decision. And if it's a go decision, then we're producing, we're recycling batteries within probably 6 months of that. We saved a lot of funds by getting into an agreement with a plant in the city where we're targeting to install the factory. And so we have the building, we have the rents, we have the access to the train, access to the port, storage units, and you know, all the industrial connection for the electricity. We almost have to only retrofit a small section of the factory to be able to bring our acid bat and acid tanks, and that's about it. Everything else is already in place.
I want to stay with that theme. Let's stay with the nickel theme. As you know, last time we spoke about nickel, last time you were on the show, I wanted to get back to that. Tell us more about the Julie project. You recently doubled the size of that. What kind of project could it be, and where are we going with it?
You know, you always have to be careful with exploration, you know, because you never know what you're going to get, no matter
right.
how you think it, how good you think it is. And at the same time, there's a level of regulations, and it's a good thing, actually, if we have that type of regulation, that force us to be extremely careful on any type of forward-looking statement we would put out. But we've been at it for 15 years, on and off. From even before we were a public company, this is something I personally put together with other prospectors. And I was the original, you know, one of the original nickel bug. For the longest time. Like, I like nickel. I think it's one of the metals that we're going to need a lot more in the coming years, the coming decades. And it is really the backbone of the green economy.
I agree.
And it's overlooked a lot because there's been a lot of nickel out there in Russia and China produced with any type of methods, refine also with any kind of methods with no respect to the environment. This is about to change. It's already changing. It's changing in Indonesia, it's changing in these days. There's nickel produced with laterite. There's a lot less of that coming to the market. There's a lot less also of recycled nickel coming from scrap metal, scrap ferro nickel. But putting that aside, let's talk about the project itself. So we have Manny Cuadro, who has some very interesting results on which we're actively working right now. We have two teams on the rotation there, and we should start drilling there in the middle of the summer. Manny Cuadro, I think personally, if you were to ask me where do you see this in 5 years from now, I think we're going to have a pretty significant resource and something that either a major company or a partner is going to come with us and put that in production, you know, over the next decade. Now, coming down to Julie, Julie has all the infrastructure getting there. Like we have access to electricity, to power lines close by. This is not a big investment in terms of infrastructure. It's not a billion-dollar project. We're looking at very reasonable capex to put this into a production mine to do nickel concentrate or fill nickel concentrate if we find a resource, if we're able to establish a resource. So that's the caveat. That's the important caveat.
We're running out of time, and I want to get to my last question and everything. There's been a lot of emails asking me to get to this last question for you. One pertaining to have we forgotten or at least bring us up to date of what's going on over in Iceland? I think you have a subsidiary over there called Iceland Resources. Can you tell us a little bit about that and what your guys' plans are? There's so many stories out there on Reddit, on Twitter, that you guys own all the mineral rights in Iceland. Please bring us up to speed. What's going on over there?
Well, there's a major campaign right now going on different projects. So, and it's a major surface campaign. So it's wide open. They've eased or they eliminated completely the restriction that came with the COVID-19 situation. So we're able to bring geologists and technicians from outside. We have a few right now in the country. And there's two things going on. So we have all these surface sampling campaign on different projects that we have targeted, that we have identified. And we have the four gold projects on which we're resampling a lot of the historical holes that were done by other companies in the past. We've got our hands on all the drill core that were maintained at the Reykjavik University and in their geological department. We're resampling all that. Already we've sent a few tons of samples to the independent lab that has to do the analysis on it, and that's in Dublin, Ireland. So we're expecting that to come back. It's usually 6 to 8 weeks. We're expecting the first few batch to come back in July. And we have a target date to start drilling in or around the 15th of July on Tor. So that's a 4,000 meters drilling campaign. Some of it will be twin drilling of historical holes. And the fact that we're resampling about 6,000 samples from all the historical holes that were done between 2006 and 2013 will probably allow us to come up with a maiden resource estimate. So this is really a gold with a little bit of copper credits project, a little bit of silver, but mainly a gold project. It's high-grade gold. Usually we're being told to be cautious when we do that kind of announcement and when we use the term high-grade, but if you look at the historical results, even the recent results we had in some of the surface sample, this is a very high-grade gold, project.
Nice.
If we do have a deposit, if we can establish size, this is going to be very interesting. And I wouldn't be surprised if we talk again the same time next year, that we'll be talking about either a joint venture partner, a farming agreement, or some majors coming in. If there is a limited amount of resource out there to replace production for these guys, and they're hungry and they're on the lookout, they're on the prowl for that type of projects, and you don't have that many high-grade projects anymore. A lot of the gold projects around the world are medium-grade to low-grade projects. Some are very big size of low-grade projects, but still the high-grade projects are, you know, really being looked chase. So I think we're going to have some type of development there very soon.
My guest today has been Frank Dumas. He is the COO and director of St. George's Echo Mining Corp. Look him up. This is an up-and-coming mining company/technology recycling battery company. They got a couple subsidiaries. I think that you can't go wrong here, but that's my personal opinion. Everybody should do their own due diligence. It's trading at around 30 to 32 cents American money. Again, you can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol SXOOF.
And if you're up there in Canada, they trade on the CSC under the ticker symbol SX.
Frank, thank you so much for coming on the show. I hope that you come back in 40, 50 days and give us an update.
Thank you. I'll be happy to come back.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.